Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
A very good evening to you. I'm Hugh Evans, and I'm here at the lovely Guildford Cathedral for the Young Enterprise Surrey Regional Final. The Young Enterprise Award sees teams of school students from across the country coming together to form businesses with the aim of developing, designing, marketing, and ultimately selling a product. By doing so, these young people can gain valuable skills in teamwork, business and leadership, which will no doubt aid them well into their future, as well as engaging with the community. Now, last time, Alison Florence and I were at the North Surrey Heat Final at Procter & Gamble's headquarters in Brooklands. 15 teams from across North Surrey were showcasing some very impressive products. Of those 15 teams, three went on to today's Surrey Final. The three teams from North Surrey Heat are called Reformed Retro, Time for Teeth, and Coasters Combined. All three of these teams are representing Claremont Fancourt School in Esher, and all three are joining us tonight here on Stag Hill. Tonight we have nine teams from across Surrey who will each be vying for two spaces in the South East Regional Final. From there, the winning teams will have the opportunity to showcase their ideas on the national and the international stages. But for now, though, I'm going to meet tonight's nine teams, talk to them about their products, and I'll be speaking to some of the people who are making this great event possible.
I'm talking to Antonio Falco, the chairman of Young Enterprise Surrey. Thank you for joining me here. Isn't it great to see all these teams together?
It's always great to see these teams. This is yet another year of finals, and I think if you look around, and you probably interviewed some of the teams and are about to interview them, there's lots of very excited young people. I mean, YE is an opportunity for young people to try their wings at running a business and see what it's like.
And we've seen a really, really great array of products. Even at the heat levels, we've seen products getting commended by all sorts of judges and all sorts of experts. They've really got some great ideas.
Well, that's the beauty of this particular organisation. It does give pupils the opportunity to come up with a great idea and see if it flies. So, yes, you'll see some really great ideas. And that's been the case for the number of years it's been running.
And the amount of business acumen they have to put into it, the sort of head for business they have to develop in order to get this going, has been great. We've got some really good, some really promising business ideas here.
Absolutely. And, you know, they are running a proper business. They have to have a team together. They've got to have the various positions like managing director, finance director, sales director. They've got to have those filled. They've got to have a business plan. And in that business plan, there is, of course, the all-important figures. Do the figures add up? So not only have they come up with the idea, they've got to understand how to create that idea, how to develop it, how to source it, what the plan is for actually selling their product or service, and run it like a proper business that makes profit. And you'll probably see this evening that all the teams, I would guess, are probably all made money. They're all making profit.
Yes, we've had some really promising figures from a couple of them, but it's really great to see that they've all been able to come together and get this business going. It's going to look good for the rest of the competition, isn't it?
It's going to look fantastic. And, you know, whoever wins this evening is going to go on to the regional and the national finals, hopefully. So, and, of course, as you probably know, there's also an international final. So let's hope that one of the teams this evening makes the international final. That would be great.
We can hope for Surrey to be represented on the world stage in that case.
We certainly can.
Thank you very much indeed. I'm now joining a company called Kaizen from Rosebery School. Does someone want to tell me what it is your product is?
We sell bath bombs and soaps.
Great. So what kind of packages do you offer?
We've got our bath bomb baubles, which sell at £2.50. We have hand soaps. We have a five-pack of baubles, as long with our triple the love and bunch of roses.
Excellent. So some exciting sounding products. And bath bombs, they're always popular products, so they must have been received quite well at the heat level.
Yes, they were, and we're at an all-girls school as well, so it was perceived very great at our school. They sold amazingly, really.
Fantastic, must have gone down really well. How much interest did you have in your products?
We had quite a lot, especially from younger girls and families as well. So the mothers, their kids wanted to buy products for them, and it was great for Secret Santas and gifts, especially for seasons.
Excellent. They're the sort of products that can go down any time of year. How much money did you make?
£645 was our revenue, yeah.
And our profit is £341 after tax.
Okay, so you've done quite well. It's quite cheap to produce. How do you source all your products?
We source them from someone else, but they're all handmade. And yeah.
Great. Well, handmade things always go down well. How do you think you're going to do this time? I mean, how was the feeling in your heat?
Okay. Well, in our heat last time, we won Best Trade Stand, and we did really well in our EAD, and obviously we made it here. So I think we're looking, hopefully, we're going to do well. I mean, we've got our fingers crossed, and we just want to go out confident and see how we do.
Excellent. Any plans for the business after the competition?
We have a few more fairs lined up, so hopefully we'll do them, and then we'll see where we go.
We're probably going to take a break while exams are on, and then we'll go straight back into the business as usual.
Of course, absolutely. Exams always crop up. Well, thank you very much. I hope you have a good time in the rest of the competition, and I'm looking forward to seeing how you do. Thank you very much. This next company is Zenith. They are representing the Royal Grammar School in Guildford. What is your product? Can you tell me a bit about it?
So our product is a formula for exam success, and it's a book written by students for students, exploring the core revision techniques that we have found to be helpful in the examination process.
Well, that's excellent. It's a very topical product with exams coming up. So did you write the book yourselves? Did everyone on the team contribute to it?
So we had two writers on our team, and then we also edited the book ourselves. We actually found the process quite stressful because we had to try and meet harsh deadlines and really tight deadlines. And the whole process took about 2 months, from writing it to editing it to also trying to get feedback for the book to make sure that our customers, the students at the school, really liked what we were writing.
But it's a really good product, and those are really good skills to be able to transform. So well done on getting it all done on time. Does it cover particular subjects, or is it a sort of broad thing?
So it focuses on revision skills rather than content, as the market's currently saturated by content-based books, CGP dominating 90% of the market. So these are transferable skills that are applicable to GCSE, but A-level, university and beyond, because they teach you how to learn rather than the content that you're learning.
And
itself.
Also the problem with having a subject-based book is everyone does slightly different subjects, slightly different courses, and also the courses are always changing. So by having transferable skills taught, it's a lot more of a sustainable product.
Well, that's really good. It's good that it's been successful. And has it been received well at your school? Have you sold many copies of it?
Actually, we sold a bulk order to the school. So the whole of fifth form, so the equivalent of year 10, have now got a book through the school, and it actually displaced the previous book. So obviously the school saw the merit in the book that we wrote, and it's been received very well at our school, and we hope to capitalise on that success in nearby schools and further, maybe nationwide.
Well, it sounds really good. It sounds like you've got a good plan in place. Is it self-published, or did you contact a publishing house for this?
No, it's self-published, and that was really good because it allowed us to be our own bosses. We could control the deadlines, we could decide how we wanted it to look and everything, so it really was made by us, written by us, and our project.
Excellent. And do you see yourselves in writing or publishing after this?
Well, that's a very good question. I mean, it's been a successful experience, gained a lot of insight into the publishing world, but also the deadlines with writing a book. So we'll see what comes.
Excellent. Well, you've got a really great product, and I wish you all the best for the rest of the competition. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
So one of our veterans of the North Surrey Heat Final returning for the Surrey Final now, Coasters Combined. I remember you received lots of honourable mentions at the North Surrey Final, and you were the overall winners, I seem to remember. How's the competition been so far since then?
The competition so far hasn't been much, really. We haven't been competitive that much, really. No, not much.
So you're here at the Surrey Finals overall. How do you think the competition's looking so far?
Well, it's definitely a step up since the last competition. Overall, these are the best in Surrey, so we've really got to up our game for this next round.
And how have your products changed? Have you introduced any new products? Have you started anything different since then?
Since then, we've actually created an app that we're developing, and we're waiting for certification from Apple and Android on it. But we've kept our product the same because we feel strong going through this next round.
That's really good. So business is expanding. And how have the products been doing since then? Have you got more interest in your products now?
So we've had a large order of £136.50 from SAP, from their marketing team. And we also now retail in a local coffee shop in Esher, where we live.
That's really, really good. And I think one of the great things about your product is that they can be personalised and they can make great gifts. So is that something that you can see expanding in the market?
Yeah. Well, at the moment we sell our coasters for $7.99, and we believe that $7.99 is actually quite cheap compared to other personalised coasters on the market. And we actually have to buy one sheet of coaster costs about £2.10. So in all, our profit is at £5.89 for a large personalised set. And yeah, we see quite a lot of expansion in the market.
Excellent. Good for investing back in the products then. So what do you imagine the next move is going to be? Do you think that this is going to continue to grow after the Surrey finals?
Possibly. We hope to get through to the South East finals as well. And then if it ever gets on to the Nationals as well. And then from there, we'll obviously release our app hopefully as well.
Well, we'll be looking forward to the app, and I'm sure all our Brooklands Radio listeners will be looking forward to it as well. And you did receive lots of commendations at the North Surrey finals and lots of honourable mentions, and you were the overall winners. So let's hope you can keep going from there. Thank you very much, and all the best for the rest of the competition. Joining me now is Bob Pickles, the Head of Corporate Affairs at Canon, one of the MCs for tonight's event. Bob, what can you tell me about how you feel about this this event?
Well, I can tell you that we're absolutely delighted to be supporting this event. Canon have been involved with Young Enterprise for about 5 years now, hosting events and supporting the schools locally. Today at the Surrey Finals, I'm really here only as a Master of Ceremonies to stand up with the microphone and introduce these amazing kids who, in the years when most of them are taking exams, are here doing something really amazing, which is joining up business and education, which is a rare thing.
Yes, and when I've spoken to a few of the teams around today, and a lot of them have exams going on, they've said one of the biggest challenges right now is juggling the managing of the business side with their exams. But they've really got amazing businesses going, and one of the things I've heard from them is that their business has expanded since having been in their heat finals.
Yeah, I believe so, and a lot of them are very active in all of the different areas you'd expect them to be. So these are mainly young people aged between about 16 and 18. So they're using things like social media with incredibly powerful effect, building websites and doing things that, you know, all businesses now have to do. So it's been amazing, yeah.
Yes. So what do you think is the best thing about getting young people involved in these enterprises and getting them engaged with communities?
I think the best thing about getting these young people involved in business is that they begin to have an understanding beyond their studies, what those studies might lead to in terms of real work. And I think that's a really important connection for young people to make. And as businesses, we've got a really important responsibility to help them do that, which is why Canon are here today to support the whole event.
That's great. And I was talking to one of the businesses here today, and they were telling me about their product and the transferable skills that they get out of it. And I think that's one of the most useful things you can get when you are setting up business, is the transferable skills that you can take anywhere with you.
Absolutely. So the soft skills, and I'm sure that when we see the presentations in a little while, I think it's about 20 minutes to go now, I'm sure what we'll see is a massive amount of brilliant communication skills, some excellent presentations, and some real intelligent joined up thinking about how to connect all of that up. So yeah, absolutely, transferable skills at the heart of it.
Well, these are the winners from all the heats, so we've got some really good products here, and we're looking forward to seeing the rest of them.
Yeah, likewise, really looking forward to it.
Great, thanks for joining me, Bob.
It's a pleasure, thank you.
I'm now joining a company called Bath Blends from the Winston Churchill School in Woking. Tell me a bit about your products.
Our products are handmade, we make them ourselves, and we have a range of soaps, candles and bath bombs and bath salts.
Excellent. Yes, I can see a wide array of products, and you've got something that looks like it's a combination of a candle and a bath bomb. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Yes, well, our bath bombs and candles are both lavender scented and rose scented, so they're obviously the same with the scents, so as you burn the candle you can smell it.
And bath bombs and candles and things, they're always going to be popular products. People always like to buy them. Have you had much success in sort of selling them at your school and further beyond?
Yes, actually. During Valentine's Day, we made heart-shaped Valentine-like bath bombs as like a theme, and they sold pretty well. We also did, I think, a mulled wine centre one for Christmas time, which was pretty good.
Oh, wonderful. Yes, these are the sorts of products that you can theme for different sort of events. So you've obviously come through your heat to get to the Surrey final. How has your product and how has your business expanded as a result of your successes so far?
Well, we've definitely gained more members. Everyone's being more involved when we're getting to the later stages. It's getting quite stressful getting to the later stages with all the work that we're putting in. And we're developing our product. We started off with quite a few products, but we've refined it, found what works, and we think we found the ultimate range.
Excellent. Well, that's all about product development, really. You find the products that work quite well. And what do you think are the future developments for your company?
So we have already started on hamper deals, which include a candle, a soap and a bath bomb, which we hope to bring out to the market soon before the company liquidates.
Excellent. But before then, we're going to see Bath Blends representing Surrey on the regional stage, aren't we?
Yes.
You've got good hopes for the rest of the competition.
We hope to continue our successes. Last time we won Best Presentation and got to play as a first runner-up, despite being one of the youngest companies in Surrey.
Well, I think you've done really well to get here so far, so I wish you all the best for the rest of the competition. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Once again, we're joining Time for Teeth now, fresh from the North Surrey Finals, now here in the Surrey Finals. Really, really good to see you again. You're representing Claremont Fancourt School. How's the competition going so far?
I think it's going quite well, yeah. We need to work on our speech a little bit, but we seem quite confident with that, and the judges have just been round, so that's been good.
Well, you had loads of accolades in the North Surrey Finals. The judges were very impressed with your product, seeing how relevant and useful it is. Have you had much success? Has as winning the North Surrey Final, coming through to the Surrey Final, helped boost your product awareness and your sales at all?
Yeah, no, we have. Definitely, we are changing up the glue that we use to make it stronger, so it holds a lot better.
Also, we've recently been in contact with Oral-B, and they've sent us some of their products to help raise awareness for our company.
I can see you've got some products branded with Star Wars and Frozen, so that's really, really good. So you must have had some really good product awareness. Did you use your initiative to contact Oral-B, or did they hear about you some other way?
Well, one of their representatives was actually at the North Surrey Finals, so they kind of contacted us there.
Oh, yes, it was Procter & Gamble, of course. So your product is being put out in good places, so lots of people are hearing good things about it. How about your sales sort of to other people? Are people picking up on your products more?
So we sold quite a few products at school recently, and online we've sold about 5 products so far, and each holder is £5, and it costs us £1.80 to make it, which generates us a profit of £3.20 per item.
And the real question I want to know is, are kids brushing their teeth for longer now?
Yeah, I think so.
Excellent. Well, you've got a really good product, you've had so many accolades. What's next? Do you think Claremont and Time for Teeth will be representing Surrey on the world stage?
Hopefully, yeah. I guess it's...
Yeah, no, hopefully we'll get through this round, push on through the competition.
Excellent. And what's the big plan for Time for Teeth afterwards?
May work with Disney. Yep. A bit ambitious, but you know.
Well, you've already got some licensed products, so I think you're in a great position right now. Well, I'll be watching it to make sure, but all the best for the rest of the competition, and it's really great to have you back with us.
Thank you very much.
I'm now talking to Lucerna, a business from Ashcombe School in Dorking. Can someone tell me about the kind of products you have? You've got lots of colourful-looking products.
So we make and sell teacup candles. We use reused teacups, mainly from charity shops or eBay, and we use sustainable soy wax, and we have lots of different scents, including lavender, vanilla and sweet pea.
Well, that's really interesting. Some interesting scents there. And, of course, reclaimed stuff is popular. So tell me a bit about how you source your cups and things. Do you all go out and do that? Do you have a designated product sourcer?
Yeah, we all go out. We get the teacups from local charity shops, and we source them also off eBay. They're, like, reused ones. And we also get loads donated from the local community, so it's a really good community vibe together, so...
good community vibe and keeps costs down as well. How have your sales been so far? What are your most popular products?
So we've made quite a bit in sales, actually. Our most popular scents, I think, vanilla, yeah, and lavender. They're really classic candle scents. But yeah, we've sold over 300, which has that's been really good, and we sell each for £6 to £10. So yeah, we've done really well with the sales.
And they're popular products for any time of year, and whatever the occasion, you know, you could have Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, Easter, and there's always going to be an occasion for a particular scent and a particular candle. How's the competition been so far? Where you must have done well to get through to the Surrey Area Final. What are the next stages for your company?
So if we... there's 9 teams here tonight and 2 will go through, I think. So we would be ecstatic if we got through to the next round. So yeah, that's what we're going for today, just to go out there and do our best and hopefully get through to the next round.
Well, it'll be great to see Dorking represented on the international stage. But until then, are you going to keep selling your products in the meantime? Do you have sources, or are you selling them yourself at all?
We've decided to start scaling down because we have our exams soon, but we've decided to try and sell to people we know and the existing community that we've built.
That's really good. Unfortunately, exams seem to come up always seem to come up at this time, but it sounds like you've got a good network. So in terms of sales, how much have you made in the last sort of period of time since you've been in the heat final?
We have made almost £2,350, I think, in sales, which has been amazing. And our pre-tax profit is £1,396, I think.
Well, that's really, really good. And did a lot of that come off the back of your success in the heats?
Yeah, well, that's not counting our prize money that we got from doing that, obviously. But our main successes have been at Christmas, actually. We made, I think, £450 at Dorking Gala Night, which was amazing. And yeah, so just by going to loads of different events, we've made loads of sales.
Great. So your products are getting a really good reach, and obviously they're very good if you've managed to get this far. I've seen them, and they're really colourful, really nice, really attractive. So it's great to have you here in the Surrey final, and I hope you continue to go well on through the competition. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
I'm now with John Sheldon, the former Mayor Elmbridge and former Elmbridge councillor, who's here with me to just give an overview of what he thinks about the event so far. John, what are your thoughts on the businesses that have put themselves up here tonight?
I'm absolutely delighted to be here. We were first invited when I was a deputy mayor, which I think was 2010. And since then, my wife Mary and I have been coming, and we're absolutely hooked on this. I think it's the best organisation since sliced bread, to use a dreadful old cliche. It really is gripping. And it's something that's completely new to me, because when I was at school, all those eons ago, there was no such thing as career advice. Now it's more than career advice. It's actually tapping the potential of people and drawing young people's attention to the opportunities of enterprise. Enterprise means having your own ideas instead of just going into the labour market expecting nothing better than being an employee, to be actually an employer. Start up something yourself, contribute to this amazing economy.
And this is one of the great things we've been seeing from the businesses that are here this evening, the transferable skills that it teaches them, the leadership, the business management, the organisation, the teamwork. These are really great skills.
Yes, they are. And I mean, I think so many young people have got those in them, but in the past, people are simply not aware of them. It took exceptional people with real self-knowledge to know about business and the opportunities it presents. Now planting the idea in their minds has yielded real fruit, and it's been this organization has been going long enough. There must be many people who've been through it who are now running successful business. It'd be quite nice to have a bit of feedback.
Yes, and we've seen some great people, some great presentations. Hopefully they'll keep going and they'll go on and do more things, and we can hopefully expect some more in future generations, in future competitions, some more great and great calibres of businesses coming up.
Well, indeed, the future is, you know, is probably going to be even rosy. One thing I have noticed is that I do believe the quality of presentation and the popularity has increased over the years. So who knows what the future may bring?
No, absolutely. And I mean, even since the last, since the North Surrey heat, the businesses who were there that have now advanced to the Surrey final from Claremont Fancourt School, they've been saying that since winning their heat, they have had so much more interest in their products, and it's just gone from strength to strength since then, just because of the success that they've had in winning their heat.
Yes, they've been inspired, no doubt, been aware of it and gone on. As I say, I'd love to know how many of them really go into business, and whoever, whatever their subsequent experience, I'm sure they're all going to value what they've learnt during this process of competing for an award.
Well, absolutely, and the Young Enterprise Award, I think the best thing about it is that it gives them these skills, these leadership skills, etc., that will help them in the future, wherever they go.
Thinking for themselves, that's the essence of it, isn't it?
Absolutely, so they're all going to do really well no matter what the outcome.
Yes, I certainly hope they do.
Wonderful. John Sheldon, thank you very much indeed for joining me.
My pleasure.
I'm now here with Prestige, a business representing Epsom College. Can you tell me a bit about the products you have?
Our biggest product is the rugby shorts that we've made in school. We offer house shorts and also school shorts that you can customise, as we're such a big rugby school.
Oh, excellent. So have you had much success at getting those out in your school?
Well, actually, we've actually made total revenue from the shorts of around £4,087. That's roughly. And well, when we first initially came up with the idea, we weren't actually sure as to how many people would buy. But in the end, we got almost 200 from just boys in the school. So, yeah, I would say we've been relatively successful.
Well, that's a really good amount of money. So you've obviously had a lot of success within your school in that case. Are you going to expand outwards at all beyond your school, do you think?
So we've sold at sort of Christmas markets for our Christmas decorations, and car boot sales to sell our barrel bags we've made. But our main sort of market area focus is the school, because we have so many pupils, and because we're such a diverse group, we can make products that suit everyone. So we are looking to branch out, but our main focus is the school.
Excellent. So you've got a good catchment area there as well. Is it just shorts you do, or are you planning on expanding to other products as well?
So we've done wristbands, Christmas decorations, duffel bags, and now we're currently doing dad caps, which you can see on our stand.
Excellent. And you say that you can personalise them. What is it you can personalise them with? Is it your name, or what can you for your shorts and other products?
So we carried out primary market research among our school, and from that we found that most people wanted no pockets, and 50-50 wanted initials. So we ordered by demand to give each customer a chance to customise their products and add their initials for a bit of extra. But these shorts are also, the house shorts are made by houses, as each house is really competitive among each other. So not only do you get shorts with your house colours on, but you can also add your initials for a little bit of extra money.
Excellent. And how do you source your products? Do you have a company you go to, or do you make them yourself as well?
So for our shorts, we worked with Cookery. So we worked with Cookery representatives for the design, and we also worked with our college representatives to be able to use the brand and logo. So it was a lot of like hard like meetings and like discussing the prices, but we eventually gave them a form of all the pupils and the, like, they wanted initials, the colours, and from that we ordered it all, and it's arriving tomorrow actually.
Well, that's really, really good, and you've done well with your business to actually reach out to other companies to work with them to get your products as well. So from the Surrey finals to the South East Regional finals and beyond, what's the bigger plan for Prestige?
Well, at the moment, we plan on, like, within the company, we plan on selling the rest of our leftover stock. However, with this also going on, we've not necessarily split as a group, but we've kind of split the tasks amongst the group. So with the representatives that are in here right now, they're currently trying to sell other stock and close down the accounts and everything. So if we do get through to the finals in the end, kind of see where we go from there.
Well, you've come this far, so obviously you're doing very well. You did very well to get through to the Surrey final, and I'm sure you'll do well through this. But it's great to see you. It's great to have you with us, and all the best for the rest of the competition. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
Right now, I'm with a company called Go Baloo from RGS Guildford, and I'm looking at a very impressive kitchen display with some very tasty snacks looking at me. Can you tell me a bit more about them?
Of course, yeah. So what we've produced is a multilingual cookbook, a book which has 33 different recipes, all written in English and then translated into another language. What you see here is the gingerbread men, which is part of the German section of the book. So we've got the German, we've got the English recipe translated into German, which means primarily it's an educational item, so you can learn the language and learn to cook at the same time.
Excellent. So what was the inspiration for the product? Are there lots of different language speakers at your school, or is it just an interest in food, or both?
Absolutely, lots of different language speakers, so we already had an insight into what it was like to learn a language. And we wanted to bring together, you know, two different areas previously thought of as separate, in this case, modern foreign language and cookery. We brought them together into one product, which hasn't been seen before anywhere.
Excellent. Well, you're here at the Surrey Area Finals. You've got through your heat and you've done well to get here. How have you done since then? Has the has winning your heat got you more business, got you more product awareness, more interest?
Absolutely, I think so. It's been really well taken on the social media pages that we got through, and we're very happy we got through. So, in terms of where we've gone since the last competition, we've started the production of another book in Asian languages, Mandarin, Japanese, Bahasa and Hindi, which means we can expand to billions more people and thousands more languages and cultures, because really what we've got here is a proven concept that it works for European languages, so why not elsewhere?
Why can't it work for other languages indeed? So who does all the translating? Do you do that all yourself?
A lot of it is done ourselves. We have a fluent French speaker, Vincent Giles, within our company. But for the languages we don't speak as well, for example, Italian, we pay the professionals to do it, and they get it done to a very high quality. After that, it's then proof checked by more fluent speakers of the languages.
Excellent. Well, that sounds really, really interesting. So which is your favourite?
Probably the gingerbread men. I'm a sucker for the gingerbread men myself, hence why they're all over the stand.
Well, they're looking at me and they do look very, very tempting. So how many copies of the book have you sold roughly? And you mentioned getting books in Asian languages. What's the plan for afterwards, do you think?
Well, we've sold over 250 books, and the plan is start the next book, make as many sales as we can, and expansion really is the plan from here. The plan is to move into other countries and perhaps move away from being a direct selling company. Perhaps we could sell to Waterstones, for example, or bookshops that can then sell them on. That's the plan, really.
And you'll continue to self-publish as well?
Absolutely. So we'll, in an ideal world, we'll be the ones publishing the books and then selling them on to other retailers that can sell them on from there.
Well, that sounds like a great plan. And there's also a picture of paella here that I see looks very nice. So I hope you do really, really well. You've got some great ideas. So look forward to seeing you in the rest of the competition. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you. Joining us now in the Surrey Finals, once again straight from the North Surrey Finals, we've got Reformed Retro from Claremont Fancourt School. Some great products last time, which received some great commendations from the judges. How's it been since then?
So the sales have been very good since then. We've set up a shop and we've got our records in three shops in Kingston. Kristen?
Bluebell.
Reformed Retro and Wow Vintage.
Excellent. So you're getting around quite a bit. Just to remind our listeners, Reformed Retro sells products made out of old vinyl records. So we've got speakers and clocks. So having won the North Surrey final and made it through to Surrey, has the interest in your product taken off in that case? Have you been selling more speakers and clocks?
Not so much at the moment because we've got exams at school. But we will continue trying to sell once those are over so we can focus more on the business.
Well, exams always come up at the most awkward times. But your products did get lots of commendation from the judges. There was lots of positive things being said about them. What's the next stage, do you think, after the Surrey Finals and beyond? Where do you see Reformed Retro going after that?
Probably coming out with some new products made out of vinyls. And also branching out into other shops.
Any product ideas for new products?
Maybe coasters or
placemats.
Placemats, yeah.
Now, one of the great things about your product is that it is reformed, so it's reclaimed a lot of products. So you have very low production costs. Can you tell me a bit more about those?
So basically, all of our records were donated to us. So they weren't, they were like waste ones that couldn't be played anymore. And then when we make our records, the ones that can't work as speakers, we turn into clocks. So then we have no waste from that process.
The clock mechanisms cost only £1 and we're selling them for £8, so it's still high profit.
So it's a good way of making good profit. And retro stuff is really cool. It's still something that's really popular at the moment. So so how much money have you made so far since we last saw you?
£236.60.
Excellent. So it's still a good money-making business in that case. Is reformed retro going to represent Surrey on the world stage? Through the Southeast Regional Championships and then to the international ones.
We hope so.
Well, I hope so too, and it'll be really great to see you then. So thank you very much for joining me, and all the best for the rest of the competition. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm now joined by Michael Moore Molyneux, the Lord Lieutenant of Surrey. Lord Lieutenant, thank you for joining us. How are you feeling about the event so far? What do you think of the businesses you've seen?
I'm absolutely blown away. I think the young people's enthusiasm, their confidence and their commitment to what they've come up with and the development of their products is absolutely extraordinary for such young people. And to produce a product is something in itself, but to produce it at a profit, that is, you know, all credit to them. And you can hear how enthusiastic they are when they're talking.
Yes, and we hear about how they've put all the effort into setting up the business, doing all the paperwork, doing all the administrative work. They've got a lot of talent to do all of this.
That's right. It is very impressive what they learn and what they manage to accomplish. And a lot of them have had exams today, or exams on Monday. And then they come out here and do so much on stage without notes and so forth. Very impressive.
I know. And it's been very impressive indeed. And the transferable skills they get from it, the organisation, the leadership, yes, the teamwork, the business sense, this is really going to help them in their future careers.
And also, when they come in front of a potential employer, if they've done a competition like this, that will be added bonus marks to their cause, because the employer will see that they've gone out of their comfort zone and have really done something and gained some really valuable experience. So I think it's been a really winning evening.
And not just standing up in front of people, but to win regional heats and advance further forward.
Yeah, and to convince people that they should buy the product and that they have they've got so much to give. And so many of them had problems with production or selling, and they overcame them.
Yes, how they encounter these problems and then overcome them and still manage to make their business a success.
Yeah, I'm just so sorry that so many of them have got to bring them to an end due to exams. But they will have, you said, just said, they'll have done so much for themselves.
But it's the skills that they'll pick up that will really, really help them.
Absolutely, and going forward. And anything that they've learned will stand them in very good stead in the future.
So we can expect good things from the rest of the competition, I think.
I think so, yes. And these are the next generation. That's what's so exciting, too. This is tomorrow, so that's fantastic.
And now it looks like the judges are about to take back to the stage, so let's go back and join them. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
OK, so the runner-up for this evening, first award, it's always exciting, is to go to Go Balloon.
Best promotional video advert.
I'm very pleased to announce that the winner, after looking at all of these adverts and running through them all, I think this one stood out from the rest, is Stay Safe.
One of the things you'll have noticed in that collection of videos is there are a number of schools that actually aren't represented in the final today, but their video made it through to the final for that part of the competition. Okay, I have before me an array of prizes.
Best Company Report counts.
First award that we're going to go through is Best Company Report. Is that right, Lynn? And to present the award, it's David Jenkins, I think, is going to come up and make this award.
Good evening, everyone. Some nice, friendly faces I've seen already a few times today. I've been in business for 20 years, and I think I've struggled in business to have seen reports that match the standard of what we as judges have had to pull together as part of our considerations for this evening. So, first off, a big congratulations to you all for the efforts and what you presented to us. I've got to say, an honourable mention to for clarity in all areas of their presentation must go to Lucerne. But there has to be a winner, and in this case it was unanimous, and the adjective that we used was stonking. Stonking content, stonking display of knowledge, of learning, of growth, and I guess the best report, best company report and accounts should go to Go Blue.
Best represented company trade stand.
Okay, the next award that we're going to present is the what's called the best represented company or the best trade stand. So you saw these at the back of the room earlier on. The judges have made a significant round of them and spent hours analysing them. And to present the award, Mark Dernley.
Thank you. Yeah, it was really, really good fun going around all those stalls earlier. And I think all of us had to be dragged away from each one when our allotted time was up. So I want to start with two special mentions, largely for trying to bribe the judges. So thank you to Coasters Combined, who gave us all a personal coaster. So lesson to everyone there, know your target market. And then and also note to Go Blue, who nearly bribed us with the most amazing-looking gingerbread men and then didn't give us one. So a bit of coaching for anybody in the future. Make sure it's good. Again, this was completely unanimous. Actually, all the way through this evening, we've been in very strong agreement as a group of judges. But there was one stand that we just described as so much fun, so informative, so much energy, and those teacups on their heads won it. It's Lucerne.
Best presentation.
Excellent. Thanks very much, Mark, and well done, Lucerne. Okay, the next award is for the best presentation. And Louise Punter is going to come to the stage and present this one.
Good evening, everyone. I absolutely love the presentation part of this competition. It's so critical that you're able to stand up here confidently and be able to sell what it is that you've been involved in and what you've learned, and you know, so that the people in the audience really feel something. And I have to say that was the best set of presentations I have ever. I've been a judge for many years, and that was the best set overall of presentations. There wasn't one that didn't deserve to be up here. So could you give all of yourselves a round of applause? Again, I'd like to give a couple of honourable mentions for two lots of presentations, who were very, very good. They had everything included. And I'd like to mention Lucerna and Coasters Combined. But for their confidence, the telling of the story, and their humour, the winner was Zenith.
Great, well done. Okay, and the next award, which is the Innovation in IT Award, is going to be presented by somebody who knows more about this than most people, Mark Dernley. Well, I hoped I knew something until I got here tonight. And what was, again, fantastic to see was just how advanced your use of IT was. I was thinking that when we came to this tonight, it was going to be who's actually using Facebook, who's really using Twitter, someone's going to teach me what Snapchat is. And actually, you all were. I mean, what was amazing to see is every group we went to showed us how they were using social media and showed how it generated sales. Some of the groups also showed us their online stores and what they've been able to do through that. And there was one team, Coasters, who in a few weeks will launch their app through the Android store and the Apple store. It was just incredible. So I couldn't pick any of those criteria. But there was one company that had embedded digital into their entire supply chain and their product. And if you go onto Amazon, not only can you buy their physical product, but you can also download their product onto your Kindle. And I thought that was incredible that they'd gone out, made that happen, and they've actually made real sales with real money through one of the world's largest trading platforms. So there was only one winner, and the winner is Zenith. Okay, this is the almost the moment you've been waiting for. We're now going to move into the final award, which is the award that will go to the two companies that will go forward from this competition to the next stage. Now, when these awards are made, I'd like all of the teams, when your team name is announced, please all come up and we'll get some photographs. And perhaps I could ask Michael Moore-Molyneux, the Lord Lieutenant of Surrey, to also join them for that photograph at that point as well. But to present the awards, we're going to have two of our judges. No, we're not. We're going to have one of our judges, which is Louise, and also the chair of Young Enterprise of Surrey, which is Antonio, who you heard from at the beginning of the evening.
Well, I'm going to steal Antonio's line and say, following on from what he said before we heard from you, our future is safe. You really have to congratulate yourselves, and we've had a fantastic evening. And it is entertainment. You might not see it that way, but it's very, very entertaining and very enjoyable, and to understand the learning process. Now, I'd like to do 7 honourable mentions, but they said I couldn't do that. So what I'm going to say to you is that we have pulled out a third place, which is like a reserve, so that if for any reason the two companies that have been picked to go through can't make it, that company would go through. So you should be very, very pleased with yourself, even though it's not one of the two. But can we congratulate for the third place, Lucerna? And mindful of the recent Oscars, I've got my board here. Couldn't bear to make a mistake. The two companies are absolutely in no particular order that are going through to represent Surrey in the South East finals are Go Baloo and Coasters Combined.
So Coasters combined there, capping off their win in the North Surrey Heat, are now through to the South East Regional Final. They're taking their customised coasters to the next level, and who knows what's going to happen beyond that. Joining them is Go Baloo from the Royal Grammar School in Guildford, and we'll just have to see where they go from this. But some wonderful products we've seen here, and some wonderful businesses.
It has been a real joy to be with you all this evening, and I've spoken, I think, to all the groups, and I've said that at their age I wouldn't have got within 20 yards at this stage, but you managed to come over with enthusiasm, passion and real interest in what you had achieved. And really thinking about it while the presentations were going on, to produce a product is quite something, but to produce it at a profit I think is outstanding. And whether you've got first, which many congratulations, or for those less fortunate but who have worked incredibly hard, I think you have all got a huge amount to be really proud of. The only disappointment I've got is that you're not all going to be together in 5 years' time, and we won't necessarily be reading about you in the FT. But all that you have achieved tonight, I hope you're really proud of. And for us adults, I think it's so exciting to see what we have seen this evening, because you're tomorrow, you're our tomorrow, and to see this level of expertise is nothing but really exciting. And just finally, I have the privilege, as Lord Lieutenant, of going all over the county and visiting companies and schools and universities and you name it. But one of the biggest excitements in 18 months has been seeing what the young of Surrey achieve. And very often you get very negative reports in certain areas of the press. But to come here tonight for all of us and to see what you've achieved, fantastic. Well done, and all the very best for those exams on Monday and also for the future. Thank you.
So Coasters Combined and Go Baloo have progressed from the Surrey Finals and will now reach the South East Regional Final in June. Well done to them, but also a very well done to all the other teams who are here tonight. They've all demonstrated great business sense in the development and selling of their products and have all done very well to get this far. However, with Coasters Combined, North Surrey will continue to have representation in the South East Regional Final in June. So all the best to them as they head into the next stage. But for now, thank you very much for joining me for tonight's coverage of the Surrey Young Enterprise Final from here in Guildford Cathedral. I'm Hugh Evans. Have a very good night.
Brooklands Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.